In the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres, camels are brought into New Mexico. As Giovanni wandered slowly southward across the great deserts of the New Mexico Territory, he pondered all that Chief Victorio had told him. He marveled at the idea that even while in the service of the United States government, the Buffalo soldiers had been treated with such great prejudice. He had learned that they had even defended many of the local indigent tribes from the cruelty of the Texas Rangers themselves. The Texas Rangers had often been known to try to enforce local law at the expense of federal law. But in the end, some of the relatives of the Buffalo soldiers were to have the last say. The hermit could see with his inner vision that 30 years after his own death, they would found a black colony in the southern part of the territory and call it Blackdom. It was fascinating to the hermit as he paused to look out across the desert that this territory, so seemingly devoid of man, would prove to be such a bone of contention to so many interested parties in the halls of Washington, D.C. It had been nearly 29 years since 1855. $30,000 had been appropriated for the United States Army to buy camels from the Middle East and to import them into the New Mexico Territory. It was thought that perhaps these camels could be used to bridge the wide expanse between New Mexico and California. Camel appraisers had gone first to Tunisia, in North Africa, to select 33 sturdy beasts of various breeds. Later, they would journey into Greece, Malta, Turkey, and Egypt. They would be led by a man named David Dixon Porter, who would return to the Southwest in 1856 with his initial load of camels and then return for more. All of this enthusiasm for the exotic beasts of burden was to be fueled by the new Secretary of War named Jefferson Davis. While he had still been a senator in 1851, he had suggested using camels instead of horses to blaze new trails into the California area. He was assisted by another camel enthusiast named Major Henry C. Wayne, who had made a study of various breeds of camels. Once the idea had been approved in the halls of Congress and the money for them had been appropriated, they had set sail to fetch them on board the USS Supply. By September of the same year, it had been determined that camels could shoulder loads that were much heavier than the ones carried by horses. They could travel vast expanses nibbling on meager amounts of vegetation and almost no water. Unfortunately for the surveyors, they had taken it into their heads that little food and little water meant no food and no water. The result, of course, was that many of these camels were starved to death. Add to this the idea that the horses of the cavalry were often spooked by the strange beasts that exuded a powerful and musky smell. Giovanni smiled sadly as he thought of the idea that there was nothing exotic or luxurious in this attempt to settle and tame the New Mexico Territory. People who moved here had to want to be here more than life itself, because there was nothing that was easy about it. Oh, there had been a camel enthusiast named Edward F. Beale, who had used a herd of 25 camels to survey the Arizona Territory. But when he had asked Congress for enough money to buy 1,000 more camels for his project, the request never even made it to the floor of the House. No one ever voted on it. By 1863, the U.S. Army had sold off any remaining camels to the Postal Service, and some were even released into the deserts. On occasion, a couple of them could still be seen meandering around the desert by people on board the new railroads that had made the existence of the camels in the Southwest less than profitable. The new railroads could outrun even the camels, and they couldn't be starved to death. The Holy Hermit spent the first week of Easter trudging ever southward to his final destination. He still kept to himself, avoiding as much human contact as possible. In the distance, he seemed to discern 3 camels by the light of the full moon. With his eyes blurred by fatigue, they seemed to him to be the very silhouette of the 3 wise men. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.